It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss ayat number 47 of Surah Al-Baqarah in this silsila. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. O children of Israel, remember my bounties which I have bestowed upon you, and surely I have exalted you over the worlds. This was the simple translation of the ayat number 47 of Surah Al-Baqarah. As usual, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss this ayat word by word, and then we will try to understand some lessons and some Madani pulse from the very same ayat. Ya Bani Israel. Bani Israel are already addressed in Surah Al-Baqarah, and the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal are reminded to them already. But that address was of a different nature. That address was to introduce the rules and regulations. And here the address is of different type. At the first occasion when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Bani Israel, He ordered them to fulfill the commitment which they have made already with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is said, Awfu bi ahdi. And here in this ayah kareema, the order of taqwa is given, piety and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. The reason to call them as Bani Israel is to remind them that you are the children of great fathers. Your forefathers were great people, and you should follow their footsteps. And if you do that, your honor, your dignity would be intact and would remain. And then the word comes, Udhkuru, which literally means remember. But here, remembrance does not mean by the tongue or just talk about it. In reality, the order is given to them that you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your practice and become practical believers. Because if you just remember something with pride, that is haram. And if you just talk about it, then it is useless. So you should think practically, and this is real remembrance. Because if someone remembers with pride, that is haram. And if you remember not with the intention of practicing upon it, then that is useless. Therefore, what is being said here, Vadhkuru, remember, it means be practical believers. Therefore, it is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Udhkuru, the meaning of Udhkuru is Ushkuru, that you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the word is mentioned, Ni'mat, with the Kasra of Noon, which means favor, whether it is apparent favors or hidden favors. And sometimes a word is used with the fatha or zabar of noon, that is na'ma. And na'ma means goods of comfort and goods of luxury. By using the word ni'ma, it means that, O Bani Israel, remember all my favors which I have done upon you apparently or hiddenly, whether I have done those favors upon you directly or indirectly, you should remember them. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon Bani Israel many types of hidden and apparent ni'mats. Ni'mats of dunya and deen. Many ihsanat, many favors were done about them. Therefore, the word here is used with the kasra of noon. Allati an'amtu alaykum. Here, the direct ni'mats are meant. For example, sending manna and salwa, which was heavenly food. And when they used to be in deserts, clouds would come and send rain upon them. Water was taken out from the stones. Bahre Qulzam, the river Qulzam, was made dry for to pass through or to cross that river. So these are direct ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it could also mean indirect ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ni'mats which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon your forefathers. Because there were many, many favors which were done upon the forefathers of Bani Israel. There were many prophets alayhimus salam amongst Bani Israel, many awliya Allah. It is mentioned that more or less 4,000 prophets alayhimus salam came in Bani Israel. The books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Zabur or Torah, they also came in Bani Israel, and many other booklets and sahifas, and they were revealed in their language. And all that happened within that community. And there were many great ulama, many just kings, alims ba'amal, awliya Allah, mashayikh. These type of great people were created in Bani Israel. Because of that, you have been exalted. You have been raised high over other people, over other sects, and over other jama'ats or groups. Wahi used to come upon the anbiya who were amongst you. So you have witnessed that beautiful environment of revelation. and you were given the treasures of books of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you know the ahkam of Sharia. You are blessed with too many ni'mats. So therefore, after reminding all these ni'mats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Bani Israel that you should believe in Nabi Akhirul Zaman, you should believe in the last Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So your izzat, your honor, your dignity can remain intact and can be increased as well. So do not do something that your izzat is taken away from you, your honor and your dignity is taken away from you. Till now, you were regarded as afdalul alameen. You were regarded as exalted over the world, greater and honorable people, because of your forefathers, because they were prophets. And now you should become the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you can earn the title kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of the communities. Then the word alameen is used in this ayah kareema. Alameen is plural of alam, and its real meaning is masib Allah, means whatever is besides Allah Azza wa Jal, that is alam. And metaphorically, sometimes a big group can also be called alam. Sometimes, you know, if there's a huge ijtima or gathering, people say the world is gathered there. That is metaphorical meaning. So here, it could be the real meaning or it could be the metaphorical meaning. And if we take the real meaning, then the meaning of the verse would be that your forefathers, who are prophets alayhim as-salam, they were exalted over the world in greatness, in piety, and in status. If the meaning of alam is metaphorical meaning, and this would mean that you have been exalted over certain groups, like for example mushrikeen, idol worshippers, you are greater than them. So this would be the meaning when you take the metaphorical meaning of the word. Through this ayah, this does not become necessary that Bani Israel are greater than Muslims. Because what is being said to the Muslims, kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of communities. So Bani Israel is also one of the community, and Muslims are the best, they are greater. And yes, of course, Bani Israel were greater at that time, and only those were greater who were believers. Because if a person is not a believer, he cannot be greater than any person. And so when we talk about greatness, when we talk about afdaliyat, that refers to those who were believers, and only at that time, in that particular period. And their afdaliyat or their greatness is partial. Like it is said in Quran Kareem about Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, wastafaki ala nisa'il alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified you or gave you greatness over all the women of the world. So this does not necessarily means that Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is greater than Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra or Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma or Hazrat Bibi Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yes, she is greater, Hazrat Maryam is greater, in her time, amongst the women of her time, there is partial greatness. But as far as the greatness of the wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, as far as the greatness of the daughter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, there is over all the women of the world in real meaning and in reality. As a summary of this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Bani Israel, through salat and through patience, you should take iman and attain iman and taqwa. Undoubtedly, these things are very difficult. But because we have done too many favors upon you, you have received too many bounties from me, therefore, this little difficulty you should welcome and you should take and move forward. O Bani Israel, if you find it very difficult to walk on this path through patience and through namaz and salat, then take the path of shukr, take the path of being grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you have been granted too many ni'mats. So therefore, we understand that the one who receives many ni'mats or bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, and he should always be grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Bani Israel that we have done too many ni'mats upon you, remember them. And it is also mentioned in Quran Kareem, is ja'ala feekum anbiya'a wa ja'alakum mulukan wa ataakum ma lam yu'ti ahadan min al-alamin. That prophets were sent in you, you were made kings, and you were given those ni'mats and such ni'mats which were not given to anyone else. And the biggest of all these ni'mats is that you are exalted over the world. So remember all these bounties and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and engage yourself in serving the deen of Islam, and believe in the last prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and do not deny him. From this ayah kareema, we learn many beautiful flowers. One is that if you are great due to your family ties, that is also the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are born in a great family, in the family of pious people, that is also the ni'mat, the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bani Israel were told to remember the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal because they are the children of prophets alayhim salam. So therefore, undoubtedly, any Sayyid who is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if he is muttaqi and he is alim, then indeed he is greater than other alim who is muttaqi, because he has one thing extra, and that is that he is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, a sinful Sayyid is greater than other sinful people, because one reason of greatness that he has a family tie with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is still there, and because of that he is greater. And in reality, ulama ikram say that it doesn't matter if the Sayyid is a sinner, he is still greater, because that connection, that family tie, that being in the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still there, and that is the cause and a reason to show respect and give respect to him. Hazrat Allama Shami rahmatullah ta'ala alayh writes in Fatawa Shami, first volume, in the chapter of Salat of Janaza, and he quoted a hadith mubarakah. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that with the death, all connections are broken, all relationships are broken, except my relationship. So when a person has a relationship, he has a connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that relationship will never break. Every other relationship will be broken when the death comes. And secondly, we understand that all the greatness a person possesses or he has is because of Iman, and it will stay because of Iman, it will remain because of Iman. When a person loses his faith, he is faithless and he does not have Iman. He does not have any honor, any dignity in the blessed court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave Bani Israel because they were the children of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and kept them on that station of respect and dignity. Rather, invited them that if you want to stay on that station, if you want to stay on that stage of honor and dignity, reverence and respect, then you should become Muslims, you should believe in Nabi Akhiruz Zaman, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't you know that Kana'an was a son of Nabi, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, but there is no respect for him, there is no dignity for him, there is no honor for him, because he is non-believer. He did not believe in Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Abu Lahab was blood uncle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there is no greatness for him and there is no dignity for him because he did not believe. So therefore, any person whose beliefs are corrupted, and if his beliefs reach to the limit of kufr, he has got no respect. Even if he claims to be a Sayyid. Because when person adopts kufr beliefs, his siyadat is gone. His relationship breaks with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So any bad madhab, any person whose aqeedah has reached to the limit of kufr, even if he claims that I am Sayyid, in reality he is not Sayyid, because respect is only for those people who are believers. And those who are not believers, they have got no respect in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal and in Sharia. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that the knowledge of history is also necessary, because that way you can know the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal and you can remember them. Because what was being said in this ayah kareema, things that happened in the past, the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal were revealed upon them, or their forefathers were pious people, that is history. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember that history. So therefore we learn that the knowledge of history is very vital in Islam, so we can know the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah Azza wa Jal and the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we can remember them and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those ni'mats and bounties. And we also learn from this ayat that if we talk about the virtues of our pious people, our pious elders, to remember the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is jais and allowed and permissible in Islam. Because this is what is being said to Bani Israel. Remember those bounties which have been bestowed upon your forefathers. So therefore, to talk about the virtues and the fadail of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to talk about the stations and the greatness of awliya Allah, this is within the fold of Sharia. This actually is proven from this ayah kareema. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. You should rejoice the bounties of your Lord, the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the reason that, alhamdulillah, the majority of Muslims throughout the world, they celebrate Mauludun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They celebrate Urs of Awliya Allah. They celebrate Gyarmi Sharif, which is also a form of Isale Sawab or Urs of great Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, Huzur Sayyiduna Ghawthul A'zam Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani Al-Hasni Wal-Husayni radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So all that is proven from this ayah kareema. So those Muslims who practice Miladun Nabi or Mauludun Nabi, or they practice Urs of Awliya Allah, they should continue and not listen to anyone who comes and whispers in their ears and try to cause misunderstandings and misconceptions. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that to celebrate remembrance is also jais and allowed, because that is also the dhikr of the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. Here the word udhkuru is mutlaq, is unconditional. That means it is applicable upon all Muslims. So we all should celebrate in order to remember the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to celebrate urs of Buzurgani Deen, or to celebrate birthdays of your children, or your fathers, or your brothers, or your sisters, or your Piro Murshid, or to celebrate the day when you were honored with any dignity or any greatness, that is within the law of Sharia, that is within the sanction and the permission of Sharia. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this commentary, there's a question normally people ask, that in this ayah kareema it is said that Bani Israel are exalted over the worlds. This means that Qarun or Samari or many members of Bani Israel whose faces were disfigured as an outcome of punishment or azab of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, were they greater as well because they were part of Bani Israel? So answer to this question is that the nation of Bani Israel were regarded greater than other nations. It does not mean that each and every member of Bani Israel were greater over the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, الرجال قوامون على النساء, that men are officers over the women, so they have a higher degree. This does not mean that a kafir man is greater than a believer woman. So this is simple and understandable, that what is being mentioned there is the nation of Bani Israel, not individuals. So individuals who are non-believers, who do not practice, they cannot be greater and they cannot be afdal. Sufiya Ikram say that in this ayah kareema, apparently Bani Israel are addressed. But in reality, this order is common or given to all the believers as well, rather to the arwah or to the souls of believers, and they are being addressed. That, O people, O believers, O souls of believers, remember the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, which He has bestowed upon you. And what is that bounty? That He has enabled you to receive the beneficence and the barakah of nabuwat, of prophethood. And then He created ability in you. And He did not leave you just with that. Rather, He casted the lights of nabuwat and the beneficence upon you in your apparent life and in your hidden life. And because of which your body started walking on the path of Shariat, and your qalb, your heart, started walking on the path of Tariqat. So you should believe in Nabi Akhir Zaman, beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because He is the one who enlightens the hearts. Because of His beneficence, because of His barakah, because of His blessings, people become siddiqeen, they become shuhada, they become saliheen, they become muttaqeen, they become pious. So, O mankind, O souls of believers, if you want to be pious, if you want to be muttaqi, if you want to be good people, if you want to attain Jannah and paradise in the Akhirah, you want to have hasana, goodness in this dunya, and you want to have hasana, goodness in the Akhirah, then there is one way and only way, and that is to believe in Nabi Akhir Zaman, to believe in Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, Sufiya Ikram say that Bani Israel, they were exalted over the worlds, they became greater over all the people of the world because they had connection, they had relationship or blood ties or family ties with the Prophet ﷺ and with Awliya Allah at that time. Then they became greater than their own pious people or bazurgs in Bani Israel. Because by believing in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greater than any wali, whether that wali was in the past, or that wali is in present, or that wali was in the future. And those Israelis who did not connect themselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became worst of the creation. All their family greatness was vanished and destroyed. Let's take an example that a first class apartment in a train, if it is cut off from the engine, then it has no value. It is only valuable if it is connected with the engine, and then only people will pay high price to sit in that apartment of the train. So now, even though these people were from the great families, they were born in the families of Prophets alayhimus salam and Awliya Allah, because they were cut off from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the main source of greatness for everyone. Therefore, their being from great families did not help them and they were vanished. Also, Sufiya Ikram say that a branch which has flowers or fruits is the one which is connected with the root. If any branch is disconnected from the root, there will never be flowers on that branch and there will never be fruits on that branch. So you need to be connected with beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only you can become great. Remember that there were thousands of awliya Allah in Bani Israel. But today, that institution of wilayat is gone from Bani Israel. Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Asif bin Barkhiya, Ashabi Kaf, all these are awliya of Bani Israel. But when they were on the right path, when they were connected with the true teachings of Prophets alayhimus salam, then they were awliya amongst Bani Israel. And since they disconnected, they will never be a wali of Allah amongst them. So we also understand that any group, any jama'at in which there are awliya Allah, that is a sign that that jama'at is on haqq, that jama'at is on the right path. And if there are no awliya Allah in any fraternity or in any group, then that is a major sign that that group is not on the right path. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, awliya Allah are amongst Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah in the past, in the present time, and inshallah azza wa jal, in future you will also witness that awliya Allah are from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah are on the right path and they are the people of Haqq. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path, keep us on the path of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and keep us on the path of awliya Allah and salihin and muttaqeen. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habib Allah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more clearly